I mean, it's hard to just pick one. I'm in a toss
between.
Who's the
most NFL ready?
I feel like Drake May is. You watch his tape. Just his arm talent jumps off. I mean, he's one guy that, like, to me, like, the one mistake that I did early on in, like, this first couple of games was I moved around too much. Like, I didn't get the ball out on time. I started taking risks that weren't even downfield. They're necessarily scrambling. And when you watch his tape, he scrambles when he needs to. He throws guys open. He has like, right here, he has rollout ability, like, different arm angles. So I feel like
when you watch Drake May, you see certain things that you need to play an NFL game. Like, I feel like you're like, oh, that works and that translates.
Right. CJ Stroud, Texans quarterback on draft night.
Draft night. You like Drake May?
Big Drake May fan.
How about that?
Who do you like in the class? I like Drake May. Like his arm strength, like his mobility. He does things that doesn't do things that I did too much of when I first got in there. And now he's looking at college tape.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he doesn't go out there and try to do too much, et cetera, which I was trying to do at the start of my rookie year. So, look, take that for what it's worth. But C.J. Stroud, phenomenal young quarterback in the NFL, was the rookie of the year last year?
Oh, yeah.
Must have been, right?
Yeah. I think Puka Nacua closed. It was close, but I think Stroud won it.
So, you know, he's a brilliant young quarterback in the league, and Drake May was his favorite quarterback. So take that for what it's worth.
But C.J. Stroud is such a great example of a guy that started right away, wasn't amazing right away. We always reference the preseason game where he looked terrible, but he himself says...
He threw a pick or a pick six against the Pats in his first preseason start. Yeah, and looked awful.
First couple of weeks of the season, you're like, oh boy, like he and Bryce Young were kind of neck and neck, and then
he took off.
Wait a minute. Oh, he learned from some of the mistakes from playing on the field? Like, he got better from the experience that he had, and he stopped making those mistakes. And I think it's a lot different. Like, if he was watching somebody else play, like if he was watching Davis Mills play, does it sink in the same way? No, my guess is when he first took the field, he would have been doing the same thing. He might have been moving around too much, taking dumb chances and things like that. And he pretty much cleaned it up out of his game and had one of the best rookie years a quarterback has had in the NFL. And now is in just in year two is, you know, one of the favorites to either go to the Super Bowl. I know it's a very trendy pick, but everybody's all over Stroud. He's getting, you know, decent MVP odds at the start of the year. Like, that's the kind of season that he had. And everybody knew that best case scenario, far and away, you know, pie in the sky scenario, could the Patriots be the Texans? New coach, new quarterback. That's exactly the model that they're following this year.
Okay. Defensive coach, which D'Amico Ryans came in with C.J. Stroud in year one.
Yeah, young coach.
Jerod Mayo is coming in year one with Drake May. You look at it a year ago, because this is revisionist history of the highest order. People look at it and go, oh, well, the Texans had Nico Collins.
But what the hell?
Nico Collins did nothing for 2 years in the NFL. Nico Collins did nothing. Now, he's hurt. Patriots won't face him this week. And he might be one of the best receivers in the NFL. He was on pace for a 2,000-yard season before he got injured. Okay, so he's a wonderful talent, but he hadn't done anything his first 2 years in the league. DeMario Douglas statistically had different receivers. DeMario Douglas had a better rookie year than anything Nico Collins did his first 2 years in the NFL. Okay, catches, yards, better for DeMario Douglas. So,
yeah, people saying that Houston was a good team is wrong. Like, they weren't. Now, their over-under was better.
Awesome talent, but it wasn't unlocked until he got the quarterback. And so you don't fully know what's on the roster.
Going into 2023, do you know what their over-under was for wins?
4.5?
6.5.
Okay.
So higher than, but still, like, they could hit the over and have a losing record by 2-3 games.
Yeah.
So the fact that they won 10 was a major surprise to everybody.
Yeah. You know, they had Laramie Tunsil. I feel like this is having the Terry McLaurin discussion with Jaden Daniels again. Okay, fine. So the Texans had Tunsil at left tackle. No one believed they had anything else last year. The Commanders have Terry McLaurin. No one believes they have anything else. And the quarterback comes in and takes over and makes it look different. So I'd rather have McLaurin than any of the Pats receivers. I'd rather have Tunsil than any of the Houston offensive linemen.
For sure.
But that team was devoid of talent. People thought it would be among the worst in the NFL.
Right.
And it flipped on a switch. And now, a year later, after they went to the playoffs, won 10 games, won a round last year, they are a free agent destination. They traded for Stephon Diggs, but they signed all these free agents. Danielle Hunter came there. Joe Mixon came there, among others. So they sign all these free agents. They're a Super Bowl contender. That all changed in a year. Like, That's a high-end comp for Drake May, but that's an example of how quickly things could turn here in New England if you have the guy.
Oh, yeah, because they had been a bit of a joke, right? I mean, they were Bill O'Brien got fired in 2020, right? Yeah. So that 2020 year, so that's...
Jack Easterby was, like, taken over.
It was a mess.
Remember, they were a disaster.
They were one of the worst franchises. Yes. They won four games in 20. They won four games in 21. They won three games in 22. And obviously they got rid of Deshaun Watson. They were starting to get some of these draft picks because Nick Caserio's down there. His first year, he didn't have like any picks, right? His first pick was in the third round, I think Davis Mills. They eventually started to get some picks. They were very aggressive in the draft. So that's something that the Patriots weren't this year. They just took Drake May at three, which is great. But the Texans took Stroud and traded up for Will Anderson. So like the Jets, they doubled up. They had the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year. So they are... being very aggressive, and their roster construction has come together really well. But to take a former linebacker who was only coaching for a few years. Now, one big difference is D'Amico Ryans was a D coordinator for 2 years.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo was an inside linebacker coach.
Gerard Mayo just, you know, ran meetings during the week. He didn't call plays on defense.
A little bit different, but still, it was a first-year head coach last year, and it was a defensive guy paired up with the rookie quarterback, because I always love pair up the offensive head coach.
Well,
but there are some examples like this one where it works.
Let me jump in though, line, because I think you'd agree with this. 37937. Houston has decent coaches, and I would apply that to the offensive coordinator.
Yes. Yeah, Bobby Slowick.
Bobby Slowick came with D'Amico Ryans from San Francisco.
So that's a good start.
He had never called plays, but he's a young up and comer on the offensive side. The Patriots have the opposite of that in Van Pelt.
Oh my God.
So
if you want to say that's a major difference, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's why this, I mean, it's no sure thing, but it doesn't mean. Because that's another tough part for the sit Drake May or the hashtag can't or don't break Drake crowd.
Yeah. Shout out Ken Laird. Don't break Drake.
So if you're afraid of the offensive coordinator, which I kind of am, what do you wait? You wait for next year and then there's a new one? There's no guarantee you even swap it out. If they're paying him, they might keep him. So then you got to wait until you find some offensive genius. So year three, maybe he starts with another coordinator and a new offense.
And then what? Then what if he doesn't look good? You got to give him a fourth year because he didn't have the first 2 years, and now you're sitting and you're waiting, and it's 4 years later, and you don't even know what you have.
As Gerard Mayo said Monday several times, this is the hand they've been dealt. So for Drake May, he got drafted to team.
You must love that if you're in that locker room, right?
Just be like,
it's the hand we've been dealt.
Can't fold. We got to play.
It's a good vote of confidence for everybody on that team.
Yeah, he's right. This is the hand we've been dealt.
617-779-7937. What are your expectations this weekend for Drake May in his debut? Yardage, touchdowns, point total. I was a little less specific. I just want to see some throws down the field.
Throws down the field.
They don't have to be 50-yard bombs, but like 15 to 20 yard. That intermediate
that
area.
That seems doable.
They don't work that area of the field, or they haven't with Jacoby Brissett. And I want to see him run. He's got a big arm, and he's athletic. Let's utilize those talents. And on top of it, how far away are the Patriots from becoming the Texans? It's probably a lot closer than you think. A Super Bowl contender and a free agent destination, you get the quarterback, you can be both of those things. The Texans just proved it. Let's get to your phone calls. Again, 617-779-7937. Jonathan's in Randolph. Get us started today, Jonathan.
Something I can't believe no one's brought up about starting Drake May is, what if he gets hurt? I mean, hasn't anyone considered that Drake May might get hurt?
You can break
him. Sure everyone on the team thinks that, oh, if we can't start him, we got to put our bodies on the line, but we can't let Drake May get hurt. It doesn't matter. We got to wait until everything's perfect so Drake May does not get hurt, because he's the most important person in the entire league. And I think we all understand that. I think we all appreciate that.
Okay, so he's
joking?
He's being tongue-in-cheek. Yes.
Got it.
And so what if he does get hurt? Then it's like Joe Burrow.
He gets hurt?
Joe Burrow got hurt as a rookie.
You go to your local doctor. Rehab.
Joe Burrow got hurt. His career was over, right?
He never
did anything else.
Last we ever heard of him.
They buried him 6 feet under.
Yeah.
He's pushing up daisies.
Sad.
So, like, you know, Joe Burrow got hurt as a rookie, and they were in the Super Bowl the next year.
Oh, right. That's
and,
what happened.
You know, I mean, he's had subsequent injuries. Maybe that didn't help Joe Burrow long term. I don't know.
I know he was. Well, I guess
but he's,
I know now he was joking. But,
I mean,
people have said.
Did
that.
I misread that? I think he was
no,
joking.
I hope he was joking too. But people have mentioned that when the announcement first came out was, he's going to be hurt soon anyway. Brissett lasted 5 weeks. For everybody that assumes the quarterback of the Patriots
Brissett
is going to be hurt
make
forever
it through the first.
Yeah,
month.
But he's tough. Yeah. Well, so Drake May isn't.
Right.
Like, how do we know? Like. That is a fear I also have, is after 2-3 weeks, if the thing that we keep saying about Drake May is he's also tough, that's not ideal. Like, No. You want your quarterback to be tough, but you don't want that to be the first thing they say about him, because that usually means he's been getting smashed around the field and he keeps getting up and he's like grimacing, but he doesn't leave the field. Oh, he's tough. It's like, yeah, I also would like to see him make some plays.
Yeah, how's his arm?
Yeah,
you're good. He's tough. How's his arm? Mark is in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First off, I just want to start, before I get to my Drake May question, I just want to start off by saying it's always a good day when a team from Philadelphia gets eliminated from any sport.
True. We'll take it.
My question for Drake.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of pulling for Philly. I'm pulling for Dombrowski and the Phillies. Yeah, I am. I am. But I understand.
No.
I understand
worst
the hatred.
Fans in the world.
No, they're not great.
That's right. Worst fans in the world.
All right.
But my question about Drake May is this. If he goes out and has a bad game on Sunday, is he easily frazzled like Mac Jones was, or is he mentally tougher than Mac Jones?
Oh, well,
I mean, we don't know.
We don't really know.
I hope to God he's more mentally tough than
again,
Mac Jones.
Again, low bar.
Right?
Super low bar.
Taking over for Jacoby Brissett, low bar as far as like moving the ball. Like a first down, we're all going to like throw a parade. And then how does he respond compared to Mac Jones? I would assume better. I mean, it's hard to know until you're really thrown into that situation how he's going to react to it. Just my guess is it would be better.
Yeah,
and that's also why I think, like,
is he crying coming off the field and running around punching people in the nuts? No. Okay, well then he's tougher and keeps his head better than Mac Jones.
But this is also my glass overflowing take on playing the Texans. Is if he has a bad game against the Texans, you get in his ear and you're like, that was the Texans. That's one of the best teams we're going to face. They got one of the best pass rushers we're going to face. Like, that's all right. Because if he went out there and had an absolute dud against Miami, you're like, oh, that's one of the worst teams we're going to play.
Right.
Like, that cost Jacoby Brissett his job because they were so bad. They were actually favored in that game. They're 7-point home dogs. So if he loses, every quarterback on the team would have lost this game. It's just, how do you look? And I think you can bounce back. I think Caleb Williams is a great example. Against this very team, he got sacked 7 times. I think he threw a pick. Like, it wasn't a good game for him. And people were like, oh, is he a bust? Is he a bust? 2 weeks later, he's slinging it around in a win, and the team has a winning record again. So, and Caleb Williams, everybody questioned his mental capacity.
Yep.
And he was able to recover from a bad game against Houston.
All right, this is a good one. Ready? Caleb Williams. If this is Drake May's debut, I don't think we'd take it.
No.
23 out of 37, 174, no touchdowns, 2 picks. He did run for 44 yards.
So under 200 yards passing, no passing touchdowns, 2 picks, sacked 7 times.
Yeah.
I want to go home and cuddle my dog and watch some shows.
Dude, same.
I wouldn't sign up for that. Do you think Drake May can do better than that?
I do.
I do too.
Yep, I do.
Maybe that's wishful thinking.
I don't know. Right, exactly.
But yes, I do think he can do better than that. Caleb Williams, in fairness to him, was on the road. This is a home game for the Patriots.